Now, the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Beijing. President Xi stressed the importance of cooperation among major countries. He says China and Germany's relationship transcends the scope of bilateral relations and has an important impact on the Asian and European continents, as well as the entire world. The Chinese president says the two countries should view and develop relations from a long-term and strategic perspective. He says they should work together to inject more stability and certainty into the world. Scholz noted the exchanges and dialogue since his last China visit in 2022. He says the seventh round of German-Chinese intergovernmental consultations in Berlin last June was a milestone of bilateral cooperation. Speaking on the Ukraine crisis, both leaders opposed the use of nuclear weapons and attacks against civilian nuclear facilities. Biren has more.
President Xi said both China and Germany had made great contribution to the human civilization. And he also said there was no fundamental conflict of interest between the two countries. And also the cooperation, according to Xi, is beneficial to both sides and to the world. He also said the industrial chain and supply chains between the two countries are highly integrated. And the market currently are deeply dependent on each other. So the mutually beneficial cooperation between the two sides is not a risk, but a guarantee for stability of the relations and the cooperation in the future. Schultz said currently cooperation and communication between the two countries developing well. In the future, he said, Germany is willing to continue strengthening the relations and deepen dialogue and bilateral cooperation, as well as promoting the cultural and educational exchanges.
Chinese economy seen strengthened recovery momentum in the first quarter. China's gross domestic product grew 5.3% to 29.6 trillion yuan, or around 4.1 trillion U.S. dollars. The pace accelerated from the 5.2% GDP growth recorded in the fourth quarter of last year. The value-added industrial output went up 6.1%, with the high-tech manufacturing sector expanding 7.5%. Retail sales of consumer goods climbed 4.7% in the first 3 months. Zheng Chuning has more.
Quarter on quarter, China's economy also grew by 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year, and that is a rise of 1.2% from the previous 3 months. And the figures were fueled by the rapid growth in the services sector, as well as an increased overseas demand, driving export growth in the industrial sector. And also, retail sales rose by 3.1% year-on-year, compared to the 5.5% growth in combined figures for January and February. If we look at the private investment sector, which is a gauge of investor confidence, also grew by 0.5% in the first 3 months of the year.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will pay an official visit to Indonesia, Cambodia, and Papua New Guinea from Thursday to Tuesday. He'll chair a high-level dialogue for cooperation between China and Indonesia. His agenda also includes a meeting of the China-Cambodia Intergovernmental Coordination Committee. Singaporean Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong says Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong will take on the role of senior minister in the new cabinet. Wong also said he expects existing cabinet members to remain in their current portfolios despite some marginal adjustments. Lee Hsien Loong announced on Monday that he'll hand over power to Lawrence Wong on May 15th. The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its forecast for global growth in 2024 to 3.2%. This is a tenth of a point higher than its projection in January. Global growth in 2025 is projected to be 3.2%, unchanged from the previous forecast. The Olympic flames being lit in ancient Olympia, Greece. The event marks the start of a journey that'll culminate in Paris on July 26th. That'll be the official opening of the 33rd modern Olympic Games. A delegation from the Paris 2024 Organizing Committee will receive the flame later this month. Archaeologists have confirmed that a tomb excavated in Anhui Province is the highest level of its kind from ancient Chu State dating back over 2,200 years. Researchers conducted on-site protection and multidisciplinary studies of the unearthed artifacts. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.